Did John Chow ever speak about this issue?
Well, political aspects?
Just kidding, yeah.
Not really, no. He made some oblique references sometimes to kind of politics and political things that happen, and sort of the kind of how. Say the politicians are always criticizing whoever's in power, and then wait till I get in, and I'll do this and do that, and so they actually get in power, and all they do is sort of move the furniture out and put their furniture in, and it says all that ends up happening is changing the furniture. of course, he was actively teaching during the time of the Vietnam War. So, he made. You know, some comments are a sense of what people call communists. You know, they're everywhere, and it's people you know. Who do they call the CIA? I mean, everybody. It's all sort of suspicion and rumor. It's just pointing to people's fears and proliferations more than making any kind of political comment or social comment, which in itself is a social comment, really. Because especially during that time in Thailand, and say Ubon was when I was there, it was a very large fighter bomber base, American Air Force. So every day, there's about 5,000 Air Force personnel in Ubon. And Ubon was, I was closer to Saigon and Hanoi than it was to Bangkok. So it was a place that was. Definitely things were happening, and also I can remember when Ajahn Phan died, and Ajahn Chah took us to pay respects to Ajahn Phan. He was, I don't know, probably 200-300 kilometers north from Ubon, and every 25 kilometers there's a military checkpoint and get stopped. And so it was not a peaceful time.